We are in the business. I am in the business of attracting foreign direct investment to come and set up businesses here in the UAE. And what do we tell them? We tell them that the UAE is an excellent stepping stone for the region. It's the ideal gateway for the region.
Right.
And the same thing goes to the entrepreneurs. Don't look at the business only within the UAE. UAE is your gateway to the region. We are surrounded by a region that is emerging, that is growing, that is dominated by young generation. You have Africa, you have North Africa, you have the MENA region, you have the Asian subcontinent, and the UAE is a supplier for this entire region.
Yes.
So to broaden their horizon, not only to focus on the market share here. The market share here is too competitive. But their base is here, and from here they're servicing the entire region.
So we tried to kind of
all these tests.
I retired.
I really appreciate the point that you made, that you join the entrepreneur in their journey through the painful and the joyous times. And I think it's key because their success is your success.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's a success for you to ease the process for entrepreneurs. In turn, that attracts more entrepreneurs, that attracts more businesses, and you see roots being grown into the city of Ajman for each business that opens up. And that is a reward that cannot be valued with, in a financial manner.
Absolutely.
It's a reward that highlights the city, that really puts it on the map. And I believe that every entrepreneur is looking for that. The ease of operations, the peace of mind, the trust that they can have with the authority, setting up their business. And to be honest, I applaud you for the efforts and the help that you are offering these business owners, these small business owners who are looking to make a future for themselves and for their families as well.
Absolutely. This is why we are created. We're created to create the right business environment for micro businesses, for entrepreneurs, for SMEs, for large businesses. This is the mandate from our leadership, and this is something not new to the country in general. We are always encouraged to embrace excellence in everything that we do. We are always demanded to take an extra step, go one notch higher, because we aspire to be the best globally,
of course.
And this is, as a country, to be the best is also
it's in your DNA.
It's in our DNA, but it is it's not an easy journey as well.
Of course. So,
at the end of the day, all of us evolve together. But then, the role of the government in general is to create the right environment for the public, be it the business environment, be it public spaces, be it beaches. Our role is, as a custodian, is to create the right atmosphere, the right ambience, the right environment, the right climate, the right regulatory framework. Because, as you rightly mentioned, their success is our success. At the end of the day, we are in the business of building a country.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And it's a cross, it's a two-way stream, it's a two-way stream, it's not a one-way stream.
Of course, you put it beautifully. We're always one step ahead. I mean, the UAE is always one step ahead, and this is exactly why it is attracting investors and business owners even internationally, on an international level and not just locally.
Absolutely.
And that sets you apart, that sets the country apart from everyone else. So in terms of success rate, can you share with us what the success rate of businesses that have set up in Ajman?
It's very hard to give you an accurate data, but there is a general formula that we follow, all of us in the free zones, which we call basically the churn rate.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay, the longer basically, the longer the companies last with you means that they're basically they're sustaining.
Right.
You know, success might have different parameters for different individuals. You know.
Yes.
In general, when we look at the average lifetime of companies within Ajman Free Zones, if we drill down to Ajman Free Zone specifically, it's about 6.5 years, which is considered very reasonable.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
So this is the longest. This is the duration. Now, when we look at the churn rate, based on the latest intelligence that we have or the studies, we are at 15%, which is considered above the industry rate.
Wow.
Some of our colleagues in different different cities, they're witnessing 65% retention and 35% churn rate.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say that we're doing pretty good.
Yes.
In terms of retention,
yes.
85%. And we hope that we can increase this to 90%, but it's, it would require a lot of work, and we're going to plan for it.
And you're up for the challenge.
We are.
That's always good to hear. Okay, so we mentioned at the beginning of the show that we met at the Future Women Leaders Forum by Gulf News and Being She. And we spoke about the importance of, you know, female entrepreneurs and employees in the workforce and how women have become a driving force for businesses locally. I mean, the UAE has done a fantastic job with women implementation in the workforce and in the business industry. And I just wanted to speak to you about, like, what are the efforts that the Ajman Free Zones Authority has been doing to basically cater to women who either want to start a business or want to grow in a business?
You know, the topic of the woman and the woman contribution to the economy is something very significant, and initiative like this is driven from the country agenda in general, where we see empowerment, inclusivity, and proactiveness into encouraging the woman to be more active in this domain. And as we can see, in the last 10 years, we come across tons of successful stories of women entrepreneurs who started from the UAE and went global. And if we zoom into Ajman, I can proudly say that about 20% of the business owners of the companies that we have, of the entire portfolio, are women.
Wow.
And this, again, the growth that we have been seeing is that in the last 5 to 7 years, it has grown from 5% to 20%. So 15% growth.
Yes.
Is that enough? No, it's not enough. We need to do more, and we are conducting multiple initiatives. We are collaborating with multiple different agencies to create special schemes for women to encourage them to become more more active in this domain. See, entrepreneurship is a very tough journey. It's a journey that is full of adventure, full of risk, and we need to encourage more women to take a walk on the wild side.
I mean, what would you say though to women that might be worried? I mean, we spoke about the name of the show, and I'm always about why? Tell me why it's important to get women involved.
Women is half of the society. You know, women drives balance. Women brings different perspective. You know, women brings different quality of creativity. Women complete the picture. You know, so you can't have an industries dominated by just men. You know. The entrance of the of women entrepreneur, and we've seen it in different industries, has added great value, created much more, created competition, and competition right. brought the best of in each parties.
Yes,
you know, and so this is a natural answer. The second thing, this is the agenda of the United Arab Emirates as well. And when we look at the global trends, maybe the UAE is one of the most proactive countries in designing schemes to support women. But I don't think we are still at the right numbers with the our expectations
mm-hmm.
as a country.
Yes.
But for the obvious reasons, it is proven that women can do things differently.
Yes, absolutely. I know you mentioned this during the event as well. A woman is a mother, is a multitasker, is
yes.
someone that does, you know, budgeting for a house. So when she's in a professional environment, she can bring those skills in and
yes.
they can benefit the business. And I absolutely love that
yes.
you brought that perspective in. And
women they mold generations.
Yes.
Absolutely. So if they are equipped with the business techniques, they will ensure basically cascading it down to different generation, molding future leaders.
That's beautiful. I like
yeah.
that. That's very beautiful.
Yeah.
I know you've been speaking since the morning, and it has been an exhausting day, so I won't take up more of your time. But before we, you know, end our beautiful conversation, can you give future entrepreneurs or business owners any advice?
You know, my advice would go mainly to entrepreneurs, and because you know, I came across multiple stories in my life, and the one advice that I would give the entrepreneur is try to find the problem that you want to solve. You know, that's the most important thing. You know, often we see that entrepreneurs are so much emotionally attached to their ideas. And then they would create, simulate success stories that are detached from reality because they're emotionally attached to it. So they need to surround people be surrounded with people who can be critical in a positive way on their ideas and to be accepted lightly. To be surrounded with people who are positive, who are motivating them to give the best of what they have. But then they need to polish their characters to be able to be equipped to lead this journey, which is full of challenges. You know, they have to be persistent. Consistent, you know, determined, you know, determined. I will be successful. I am gonna get there. I will get there. You know, so it becomes a belief. You know, it's just a matter of time.
Right.
Sometimes you have to be ruthless. You know.
Absolutely.
But of course, you have always to have empathy.
Yes.
And finding the problem that you want to solve, you know, will always ensure sustainability. But the other piece of advice that I want to give to entrepreneurs who are going to set up their businesses in the UAE, we often see that the business model that they embrace is different than the business model of the UAE in general. You know, we are in the business, I am in the business of attracting foreign direct investment to come and set up businesses here in the UAE. And what do we tell them? We tell them that the UAE is a excellent stepping stone for the region. It's the ideal gateway for the region.
Right.
And the same thing goes to the entrepreneurs. Don't look at the business only within the UAE. UAE is your gateway to the region. We are surrounded by a region that is emerging, that is growing, that is dominated by young generation. You have Africa, you have North Africa, you have the MENA region, you have the Asian subcontinent. And the UAE is a supplier for this entire region.
Yes.
So to broaden their horizon, not only to focus on the market share here. The market share here is too competitive. But their base is here, and from here they're servicing the entire region.
Of course.
And I wish them all the best.
Thank you. That's beautiful. I think that's crucial for people to know. The UAE is very central. It caters to so many, you know, surrounding countries and regions. And that is one of the greatest pieces of advice I think I've heard from, you know, a business leader, is that don't just limit yourself. Use the opportunity to expand.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Ismail. Thank you very much for your time. And we hope to bring you back to talk more wisdom.
It's always a pleasure. And thank you for having me.
Thank you.